Call on the representative of Pakistan.
Mr. President, it is unfortunate that India has chosen to criticize the statement by the Prime Minister of Pakistan, which reflects the sentiments and aspirations of the oppressed and suffering people of Jammu and Kashmir, facing tyranny, repression, and brutalities of illegal and unjust occupation by India. The plight of Kashmiri people at the hands of the Indian occupation forces is being documented by the international community and reputable human rights organization. Mr. President, the people of Indian occupied Jammu and Kashmir look towards the international community, especially the members of the UN Security Council, to deliver on their pledge to hold the free, fair, and impartial plebiscite under the UN auspices to enable them to decide their future. Let me re-emphasize and reject any misconceptions that India may have wished to create. India is responsible for undermining regional peace and stability. I have the sad duty to inform you that only yesterday, due to unprovoked firing and mortar shelling by Indian forces on the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir, at least 10 innocent civilians, including many women, have lost their lives on Pakistan's side. The shelling continues unabated, a sad reminder of Indian intransigence and stubbornness. This too shall fail. Mr. President, the strategy of offensive defense and double squeeze flouted blatantly by NSA Dhawal, which India believes can make it a regional hegemon, can never succeed. Indian operators of mayhem and terror, such as Commander Yadav, caught red-handed in Pakistan while spreading sabotage, terrorism, and espionage, can never fulfill Indian dreams, which would remain just that, dreams. Mr. President, for our Bangladeshi brothers and sisters, let me add that they have to come out of the narrative of hate and dispel their twisted notions of history. There are no takers for their contentions. The issues of 1971 were agreed and settled under the tripartite agreement of 1974, which was signed by India and the Bangabandhu of Bangladesh. Hate begets hate. We have to move on. Mr. President, Afghanistan, instead of blaming others for its problems and failures, should focus on eradicating safe havens for terrorists in its ungoverned spaces and deal with its war economy and narco state. That is a major threat to regional peace and stability. I thank you.